Now, we go next to the Amber Alert that was issued yesterday on the country's electricity system. It has been lifted since, but it was issued yesterday due to low levels of wind power being generated in this electricity system. And what is an Amber Alert? Well, it acts as an early warning when there is the possibility that supply may not match demand. Well, councillor for the Listowel Municipal District, Michael Foley of Fine Gael, got in touch with us about this. Michael, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, there was an Amber Alert issued yesterday. This is the first one for this year. Within the last 18 months, I reckon there has been at least 12 Amber warnings. Also, there has been warnings by the ESB, Air Grid Commission of the Regulatory Utilities, and the Royal Academy of Engineering, that we don't have an adequate supply of electricity. And even I see there going back as far as 2002, when Achanish Alumina announced the construction of a 140 megawatt power plant. The ESB actually at that time welcomed it, and at that time we had a capacity of 4,600 megawatts of power, which was just 500 megawatts in excess of what we required. So this has been going on now for a long time, and I think there's a huge lack of foresight that we need power. Now, the SAC terminal in Talbot Island is at the moment installing 150 megawatt temporary emergency generators, and I think they'll be up in use maybe by next year, and they'll be running up to 2028. But we definitely need more supply of electricity, and we need more power stations being built.
But should we not take some comfort from the fact that this is just the first Amber Alert this year? We're in the middle of the year now. That we just need to put this all in context. It's the first Amber Alert issued for 2023. And there's news coming out, and we don't know why this has happened, but households reduced their consumption of electricity last year by 9%. Now, that could be to do, it could either do that people are being more savvy with their electricity use, or it could be that more people are back in their office working rather than working from home. So that might be the reason as well for the reduction in their electricity use. But should we be careful? Is there a danger of being too alarmist about all of this?
Well, the government targets in the Climate Action Plan have predicted that there'll be nearly 800,000 electric vehicles by 2030, and also pushing towards more heat pumps in our homes. So electricity is going to become more prevalent going forward. So the supply will be, there'll be bigger demand on the supply. So we have to have foresight in this. I think we're lacking it a small bit. So we need it. Like, look at the Dash Grid, Air Grid's Dash Grid board there. It just said that there was nearly 63%, I think, we were reliant on gas, and renewables was only about 6%. So we're living very precarious, I think, going forward, and we need to do something about it immediately.
And what's that?
Well, I personally think, we have nearly a surplus of 10 billion at the moment, and the government are looking at what are they going to do with it. I think the saviour is going to be offshore wind. If it's that productive, and that we're going to be called, the electricity supplier for, like, Saudi Arabia for oil. So I think that the government should heavily invest in offshore wind themselves. In 1929, the government at that time made a bold move and they constructed Ardnacocha. So I think now it's time that the government definitely invest in offshore wind. And of course, there's huge knock-on effects if we had offshore wind with the surplus electricity that's available. Hydrogen and ammonia and all those different products that can be brought up at that. So I think the government should really strongly invest in that.
So you're saying because obviously, like semi-state bodies such as the ESB have got involved and are signing deals with private offshore wind companies. But are you saying that there should be a direct state role in developing offshore wind?
Definitely, because I think that's the only way it's going to happen. The money is there, and I think they should invest heavily in it. If it's that good, for what we're being told, that off the Atlantic, that we could supply Europe and we could be selling electricity into Europe, I don't see why the government shouldn't get involved in investing it. Like we did it in 1929 with Ardna Crusha. It was a huge, bold move at the time. I think it's time now we did it the same with offshore wind.
Could there be any difficulties with that, you know, with competition rules from the European Union?
Look, there's always problems. Any time we do something here in Ireland, there's always seems to be a problem on the right side of it. Planning, hold-ups of different situations. Look, just get on with it. During COVID, showed that anything was possible, that anything could be done. We were told several times before, this can't be done, that can't be done. But it can be done if the will is there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have been speaking to Fine Gael councillor Michael Foley. He's giving his response to the first Amber Alert that was issued for 2023. It was issued yesterday, and that means that there were low levels of wind power being generated in the electricity system, not surprisingly given the weather that's been of late. And he says there should be a more direct state involvement in the provision of wind, offshore wind energy, along the lines of the great government and state decision to provide and build facilities like Ardna Crusha and develop the ESB in the last century.